Is there anything more beautiful than Brisbane in springtime? We're in full bloom in this month's Living in Brisbane with a garden full of ideas for how to make the most of life in Australia's lifestyle capital. Hear about some of the fantastic new activities on offer through our new Move Well Brisbane program. Learn how we're working to boost housing choices for Brisbane. Discover how to be prepared for emergencies and have a fun family-friendly day out at the Emergency Services Expo. All this and more in the special springtime September edition of Living in Brisbane.
We're providing more ways for you to get active, try something new, and enjoy our incredible lifestyle for less. Move Well Brisbane is the biggest boost to free and affordable activities in our city's history, with more opportunities from dawn till dusk. Whether it's Pilates in the park, going for a run with friends, or learning to cook something new, there'll be something for everyone. It's all about creating more to see and do for less while making Brisbane an even better place to live. So get active and enjoy Australia's best outdoor lifestyle.
Help us celebrate Brisbane Botanic Gardens Mount Cutha's 50th birthday by sharing your favourite memories of the gardens. From family picnics to wedding photos and peaceful walks, submit your cherished photos, videos and written reflections, and we'll curate your memories into a special exhibition at the gardens in October. Be part of celebrating one of Brisbane's most iconic landmarks and beloved tourist destinations. To find out more and submit your memories, search Brisbane Botanic Gardens Mount Cutha on our website. Submissions close Monday, 21 September.
Have you spotted a Kanga cat yet? We're embracing our role as an Olympic and Paralympic city by making waves on the Brisbane River with the green and gold Kanga cat. The boxing kangaroo-themed city cat is now carrying passengers on the regular city cat services between North Shore Hamilton and UQ St Lucia. As the official mascot of the Australian Olympic team, the boxing kangaroo is helping to celebrate the countdown to the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Kanga Cat joins our city dogs, Bluey and Bingo, as iconic members of our city cat and ferry services, which carried a record 6.8 million passengers in the last financial year.
Christmas is a time for connection, generosity and creating special memories with loved ones. To spread festive cheer across Brisbane, the Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust Grant Round provides funding to local charities supporting those doing it tough. From volunteer celebrations and Christmas and New Year meal services to toys for vulnerable families, these grants help more Brisbane families share in the joy and warmth of Christmas. Applications close Wednesday, 30th of September. Head to our website to find out more.
Did you know that voting for the WasteSmart Awards People's Choice opens on 28th of September? Visit wastesmartawards.com.au to cast your vote for Brisbane Sustainability Champions by the 12th of October.
For generations, the Story Bridge has been the backdrop for some of our city's most memorable moments. In the 1930s, amid the Great Depression, the bridge was conceived and built by the Queensland Government to create jobs for Queenslanders. In 1940, opening less than a year after Australia entered World War II, the Story Bridge became a vital transport route for Australian and American forces. In 1954, Queen Elizabeth II made her first visit to Brisbane, and the Story Bridge was lit up in honour of the monarch's arrival. In 1974, during the devastating Brisbane floods, the bridge stood strong, serving as a symbol of Brisbane's resilience. As we welcomed millions of visitors for World Expo 88, the Story Bridge formed part of the city's internationally recognised skyline. Since the birth of River Fire in 1998, the bridge has played a starring role in this annual celebration of our city. Find out how we're preserving the Story Bridge and share your memories of this iconic landmark. Search Story Bridge Renewal on our website.
Move, connect and recharge with our new Move Well Brisbane program, offering more free and affordable activities for all ages citywide. From sunrise hikes to yoga at dusk, run clubs to healthy cooking classes in the park, it's never been easier to make time for well-being.
Move Well Brisbane is the biggest boost to free programs we've ever had, doubling the number of sessions over the next 2 years and bringing more activities to more places. Some of the activities on offer include the outdoor gym circuit, where you can use park equipment for full body conditioning, parkside plates, learn how to prepare healthy, tasty meals on a barbecue, prenatal yoga, relax, move and build strength, and sunrise trail experiences, where you can kickstart your day with a guided scenic hike. Search Move Well Brisbane on our website to find out what's on and start planning your wellness journey.
As we enter the warmer months, now is the time to prepare for bushfire season. We work year-round to reduce bushfire risks with planned burns and vegetation management, but everyone can take simple steps to help protect their homes and families, including clearing leaves and debris from gutters and around your home, keeping your lawn and gardens well maintained, preparing an emergency kit and household plan, and signing up for our Brisbane Severe Weather Alert Service to stay informed. A little preparation now can make a big difference if bushfire conditions develop. Visit our website and search Be Prepared to learn more.
In local news, mark your calendars. Pre-sale tickets for the Lord Mayor's Seniors Christmas parties go live online at 10 a.m. Thursday the 1st of October. Shows will be held from the 7th to the 12th of December, with multiple shows daily. Remaining tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. Thursday the 15th of October. Search Seniors Christmas Parties on our website for details. Grange Social Bowls Club is one step closer to a fresh community space, with early works complete for three synthetic multi-purpose playing fields, lighting and fencing. The upgraded venue will also feature one of Brisbane's first community urban screens, a massive LED outdoor TV screen, bringing locals together for major sporting events, film screenings and more. The project is jointly funded by Council and the Queensland Government. Join us at Taralba Park, Everton Park from 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday the 10th of October to plant street trees for Arbor Day. Enjoy a sausage sizzle, take home a free native plant, and help create greener, cooler, shadier, and more walkable streets. Search Brisbane Trees on our website for details.
More housing choices are coming to Brisbane, making it easier for more people to find a home that suits their needs, close to shops, services, and public transport. From mid-September, changes to the Brisbane City Plan 2014 will support more duplexes, row houses and low-rise apartments in the low-medium density residential zone. The changes will make it easier to build new homes on smaller lots and simplify the approval process. There will also be more opportunities to build more homes closer to suburban shopping centres. The reforms are expected to support around 6,000 additional homes by 2032, while maintaining Brisbane's suburban character. For more information, visit our website and search More Homes Sooner.
Brisbane has the best lifestyle in Australia, and we're determined to keep it that way by boosting safety in Brisbane's local business precincts. We're installing new CCTV cameras this financial year, adding them to our CitySafe network in Milton, Spring Hill, New Farm, Bowen Hills, Woolloongabba, the CBD, Fortitude Valley and Wynnum. The expanded coverage is part of the Secure Communities Partnerships Programme with the Queensland Government and will help deter crime, reduce vandalism and support police investigations. The cameras join our network of more than 4,700 CCTV cameras across Brisbane. For more information, visit our website and search Safety Camera Network.
Getting around Brisbane will soon be even easier with our upcoming intersection upgrades. New traffic lights, dedicated turning lanes and improved crossings will help reduce congestion and improve safety for drivers, cyclists and pedestrians. Intersection projects currently under construction include Cavendish Road, Holdsworth Street and Kitchener Street in Cooperoo and Esher Street and Tui Road in Tarragindi. We're also upgrading road signals at Archerfield Road, Azalea Street and Pine Road in Inala, with work expected to start later this year And we're continuing to investigate upgrade opportunities across Brisbane. Thank you for your patience during construction as we continue investing in safer, more connected roads for Brisbane suburbs and communities. Search Intersections on our website to stay up to date with projects in design and in construction.
Spring is the perfect time to tidy the garden ahead of storm season. Use your green bin to recycle loose garden waste into mulch and compost, keeping it out of landfill. The following items can go in your green bin: grass clippings, palm fronds, garden cuttings and prunings, weeds, flowers and small plants, leaves and loose bark, small branches and bamboo plants. The following items should not go in your green bin: food scraps, animal waste, plastic bags or any bagged waste, loose dirt, soil, rocks or fill, treated timber, large branches or stumps, general waste or recycling. Make sure to cut your branches and palm fronds so they can fit in the bin with the lid closed. Have extra garden waste? Mark the 10th and 11th of October on your calendar for this year's last free green waste drop-off weekend at our four resource recovery centres.
Keep kids entertained during the school holidays with a range of free and affordable activities across Brisbane. From Move Well Brisbane sessions to hands-on workshops and creative experiences at our libraries, there's something for every age and interest. At Brisbane Powerhouse, the Librarian blends clowning, physical theatre and the circus arts from the 1st to the 3rd of October. Budding astronomers can learn about space exploration at the Sir Thomas Brisbane Planetarium, while Museum of Brisbane offers free, family-friendly experiences in the heart of the city. There's also plenty happening across Brisbane's cultural precincts, with Brisbane Festival, Valley Fiesta and other major events bringing the city to life. To find out what's on, search School Holiday Events on our website.
Thank you to everyone who shared feedback on the draft Kedron Brook Vision. Spanning 14 suburbs in Brisbane's north, the Brook features 20 kilometres of pathways used by more than 600,000 cyclists and pedestrians each year, linking more than 30 parks, reserves and sports fields. Your feedback will help shape the final long-term vision for the catchment, ensuring Kedron Brook remains one of Brisbane's great lifestyle destinations. Once finalised, the plan will be delivered in stages over the coming decades in partnership with the community and other levels of government. For more information, search Kedron Brook Vision on our website.
Five lucky winners will each receive a double pass to an event of their choice at the Brisbane Writers Festival on the 8th to 11th of October. To enter, visit our website and search Living in Brisbane Competition. Entries close at 5 p.m. on Friday, 25th of September, 2026.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening. Have a great day living in Brisbane.